Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuma, and in the Oizbazar Tzuris Adav, it's on Yudan Omer Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel, and in the article Tzuris Adav, it's on Tez Zayin Omer Aleph with Halacha Gimel, and today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Tzar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Habayis HaShlishi, what was the third lottery in the Beis HaMikdash? Chadashim L'Ktayres, Bo Fafisu. This was an announcement that was made. Those who are brand new for the Ktayres, come and join the lottery, and it's Mashma that only those who had never brought the Ktayres are allowed to join. And Revi, what was the fourth lottery? Chadashim Im Yishanim, whether they're new or even old, meaning even if you've already done this, you're allowed to join. Mi Mali Varim and Akevashlam Mizbeach, who's going to take the Varim of the Karban Tamid and bring them from the ramp where they were placed previously and put them on top of the Mizbeach to be burned. So the Gemara tells us, Amr Chanina, Miyam of Lehifis Adam Bektaris Vishana, in all his days, a person never brought the Ktaris and then repeated it. And Rabbi Yisrael says, Masisa Amr Kane, this is what our Mishnah tells us. What was the announcement made by the third lottery? Chadashal Mektaris Bova Fisu. Whoever's new for Ktaris, they shall come and join the lottery. In other words, if you've already brought Ktaris once, so you are not allowed to join this lottery. Now, Chanina, he adds on to this, V'chein l'machta, it's the same thing for the pan. Remember, we had mentioned previously that the one who won the lottery to be able to do the Ktayres, he turned to the Kayin, who was on his right, and said, here, you come and help me with the machta with the pan. So that one also was only able to do it if he had never done it. And Arbias Riesa tells us, Mesisa Amr Kain, as we had just said, Misha Zachav Ktayres, Oimer Lezesh Al Yeminoi, Af At L'machta, the one who won the Ktayres raffle, he tells the person on his right, you also join in and take the pan. And since we just said before that the only ones that were allowed to join the raffle in the first place were ones who had never done Ktayres, that means that the one who's doing the machta is also somebody who had never done it. And say Sa'imer, it seems that you say, Shnei Kayhanim Tesavam Rafa on the top, Hayim is Barchim Chalpam, that two Kayhanim were blessed every single time. That's actually the reason why a Kayin's only allowed to do Avodah Ktayres once, because it was a school of Farashiros, he'd get a great blessing physically to have a lot of Shefa and a lot of good. And so we see from here that actually two Kayhanim got this bracha every time. And Rav Amarav says, where do we see this in the Pasuk? It tells us, Barich Hashem Cheloi Ufail Yadav Tirtze. Barich Hashem Cheloi, Hashem shall bless his doings. That's referring to actual bringing the Ktayres, and Ufayel Yadav Tirtze. Yadav has to do with the person who's taking the pan with his hands, so we see that both are hinted to in the Pasuk. And Ma'aseh Echad, there's a story with the Kayin, Shiyav Shezraye, his arm had shriveled. It doesn't mean it was fully shriveled, because then he'd be a Balmum. It means that it was just very weak, and he wasn't really able to use it. But Vloy Hinicha, he didn't allow this to stop him from trying to do Ktayres, L'kayim Ashen Emar, this fulfillment of the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Ufayel Yadav Tirtze, and he was understanding this literally, as in the word Yadav, his hand was going to be blessed by doing this Avodah. And we've got Talachadal, the Mishnah tells us, Tamid Karv Batesha, Basara, Bacharasar, Bishnemasar, Loi Pachas Vayaser, the Karban Tamid was brought with 9 Kayanim, sometimes 10, sometimes 11, sometimes 12, not less and not more. We actually had a similar Braisa, a daf ago, and here the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, how is this? Atzmoi Batesha, the Karban Tamid itself, just regularly, was brought with 9 Kayanim, which we had in a previous Mishnah. Now, Bechag, on Sukkis, Biyad Echot Sukkis Shomayim, there was one Kayan that had a pitcher of water for Nis Chamayim, sorry, Asar, the total of 10 Kayanim for the Karban Tamid. Now, Bein Arbayim, the afternoon Talmud, Bechadosar was brought with 11, Atzmai B'tesha, the regular Talmud itself was with 9, Ushnaim B'yadam Shnei Gzira Eitzim, two additional Kayhanim had two blocks of wood, so that's 11. Now B'Shabbos, Bechadosar, on Shabbos there was 11, Atzmai B'tesha, 9 for the Talmud, Ushnaim B'yadam Shnei B'zichel Levonish Lacham Aponim, two Kayhanim, each had a spoon of frankincense for Lacham Aponim, and B'Shabbos Shabbosai Chachag, B'yad Echot Soicha Shomayim, Shabbos during Sukkis, there was a Kayhan with a pitcher of water, separating this total of 12. Now that which we just said is not only in regards to the Karban Tamid, which we know was a Karban Ayla and was a lamb, it's regarding all other Karbanos Ayla, which were lambs or sheep, it's brought with this amount of Kayhanim. Now we continue discussing other Karbanos Ayla, Ayil, a ram, Kariv Bachadasar, is brought with 11, Habasar Bachamisha, the meat itself, which means the outer parts of the animal, is a total of 5, Vakravayim, Vasoyas, Vahayayin, Shnaim, Shnaim, and the insides, the flour, and the wine that's brought along with it, each have 2 Kayhanim bringing them, that's because it requires double the amount, and the Kravayim are very heavy, so instead of just 1 Kayin, 2 Kayhanim each, so that's 5 plus 6, which is a total of 11. Now, par, when discussing a carbon oila, that's a par, carved by Esrim Varba, that's a total of 24 Kayhanim. Harosh Vaharegel, the head and the foot. Harosh Vahar Regel Vashnaim, the head is brought by 1 and the foot is brought by 2. Ha'okitz Vaharegel, when dealing with the back part, like the tail and the leg. Ha'okitz Vashnaim Varegel Vashnaim, the okitz is with 2 and the other regel is with 2. Hachaz Vagera, the chest and the neck. Hachaz Vahar Vagera Vashloisha, the chest is with 1 and the neck is with 3. Shte Yadois Vashnaim, the two front legs, each are brought with 2 kayhanim. Ushtei defonis b'shnayim, the two sides, like the two rib cages of the animal, is also 2 kayhanim. Hakravayim v'asoyes v'yayin b'shloisha shloisha, and the insides, the soilus, and the wine, are brought with 3 kayhanim each, so that's a total of 24. Now, in Medvar Merum, as I said, with karbonis sibur, only with a carbon sibur. But with karbonis hayachid, if it was a carbon yachid, an individual carbon oila, im ratzal hakrav makriv, if he wants to do it all by himself, he could do that. And lastly, says the Mishnah, the skinning and the cutting into pieces of both these karbanos, tzibur and yachid, are both equal. Now we're going to discuss where this basic din comes from, that when dealing with the body of the actual karban, there's a minimum of six kehanim, the basar is with chamisha, and the kravayim, the insides, which also has to do with the animal itself, that's brought with another one. So the pasuk tells us, va'archu, and they shall arrange. Let's just quote the whole pasuk. It says, va'archu b'nei aron ha-kehanim, eis ha-nesachim, esarosh v'sapadr, al-eitzim asher al-eish ha-shalom izbeach. So we see his lashon of va'archu, they shall arrange, that's a plural lashon. Now yachol mea yachol masayim, you might think, based off this plural language, that should be even 100 or even maybe 200 kehanim. So Rabbi Kiva says that no. Kol sheshmoy meruba u'shmoy memuat. Anytime that you could read a word and it sounds like you're referring to a lot, but also could be referring to a little bit, tafasta meruba loy tafasta, tafasta hamemuat tafasta. If you grab into a lot, you might not be successful in grabbing. If you grab into a little bit, so then you'll be successful. And that's what we see from this word va'archu. Va'archu means, and they shall arrange. Now who's the they? Is the they 1, 10, 100, 200? So Rabbi Kiva says a famous line that we see throughout Gemara, tafasta meruba loy tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. If you try to grab a lot, well, you might not be successful in grabbing anything. It's kind of like a child whose parent tells him that he can have a treat, and then he sticks his hand into the cookie jar and takes out 10 cookies. The parent might say, you know what, you don't get anything. But if he takes out one cookie, okay, at least one for sure he could have. And so va'archu means they, and the minimum of they is 2. That's plural. The minimum of plural is 2. And therefore, it's just 2 koihanim. Now, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira teaches, it's the same din, just in a different way. Shtei midos, if you have 2 measuring things that you're going to measure with, achas kala v'achas she'ena kala, one will complete and one won't complete. Meaning, one of them is a regular measuring thing that you can measure a specific amount for, and one of them is oversized, it's too big, and you're not going to be able to measure everything you have in this because you have much less than as actual measuring jug. Hakol maidu mida kala ve'in maidu mida she'en kala. Everyone's going to measure with the one which is kala because then you'll get a clear, defined amount of how much you have and not in the one that's ain't a kala. And now, Rechami says similarly, teaching from the pasuk itself. V'chima bal kasov, what's the pasuk coming to teach us? Liftayach elinol, to open or to close. Meaning, is it coming to teach us something clear, that's liftayach, or teaching us something that's closed and it's unclear? It's not coming to teach you something unclear, rather something that is clear. Now this then is specifically referring to a woman who has dam come out of her, and depending on how many days she sees for, it depends if she's going to be a zavag tano or a zavag daila, and the key word over here is yamim, that she sees for days, and we understand it to mean 2, and Rechem is explaining how we know it means 2. Im aimer yamim asara, if you want to say that yamim means 10 days, well then what's stopping you from saying more than that? Tesfavah and beza atab, einon ela meya, maybe it's referring to 100 days, or ela masai, maybe it's referring to 200 days, or ela aleph, maybe it's referring to 1,000 days, ela ribai, maybe it's referring to 10,000 days. How do you know what yamim, days, means? Now that you say, as we explain, that yamim just means 2 days, so now you have a clear drasha. You know exactly how many days we're referring to. Yamim is plural of days, the minimum of plural is 2, and obviously the pasuk is teaching us something clear, so it must be we're talking about 2 days. And we have yet another limud of this, Rav Man Amar Mishum Rav Yehuda, he says, yamim shnayim, yamim means 2 days. Yachol, you might think that yamim harbe, that it really is referring to many more days than 2, and the problem with that is, im ruben hain, if it's referring to a lot of days, valik farnema rabim, the pasuk actually says yamim rabim. Now, holy deber el b'yamim muatim, it must be the one the pasuk just says the word yamim without the word rabim, it's talking about a few days. And v'kama hain, how much is a few days that are yamim? Havayim or shnayim, it must be it's referring to 2. Now, we just further explain this, rabim, what does that mean? Meaning when we have these words, yamim rabim, how many days is that referring to? Shloisha, it's a total of 3 days. Now, yachol rabim asara, you might think the rabim means 10 days. As we say that no, amar yamim v'amar rabim. It says the word yamim, which is days, and then it says rabim, which means many days. Ma yamim miyot yamim shnayim, af rabim miyot rabim shloisha. Just like we had just explained, the word yamim means the minimal amount of multiple days, which is 2. So too, when it says rabim, many days, it's the minimum amount of many days, which would be 3. Now yachol shnayim u'shloisha, you might say that it means we should take 2 days plus 3 days, hari chamisha. So actually the pasuk is talking about a total of 5 days that a woman has to see dam in order to be tamei, and the answer to that is that no. V'chi namar yamim v'rabim? Does it say when she sees dam for yamim and rabim? V'aloi lo namar elo yamim rabim. It says that she saw for yamim rabim. Haketzad was to tell us, harabim halalu yu merubim al shnayim. These many days that we're referring to in the pasuk is just referring to a number that's greater than the previous one, which is 2. Because again, yamim means 2. So rabim is a number that's greater than 2. V'kamahin, how much is that? Havayim reshleisha? It must be referring to 3. Now, all this was a little bit of a side tangent explaining how we know that when the pasuk talks about a plural word or a plural number, it's referring to the minimum amount possible, which is 2. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this in regards to the pasuk that we quoted about how many kehanim are supposed to do the avodah of a korban oila. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.